turn plow, middle buster, and bed it up or flat break it, and then inlay off your rows and plant it. When time comes, we can grow in April, plant your corn in March. Then you have to work that with a cultivator, keep it plowed, chop it, hoe it, keep it clean, all that. A lot of work. You had to work going up the journey around the 4th of July with it before you could quit it. A lot of hard work to come.
Well, when people talk about chopping cotton, what do they mean? What are they talking about?
Well, when they get that cotton planted, it's in a little row about that wide, up and down the row, one end though. That's called your stand of cotton. You go in there with a hoe and you chop it out and leave one or two stalks, whatever you want, in place about that far apart all the time. About from 12 to 15 inches apart, one or two stalks, called chopping it, thinning it out so it'll grow. That's after all frost has passed and everything of that kind.
After all what?
After all frost has passed.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Did you have a problem with grass coming up in the cotton field?
Oh yeah, that was a big trouble. That was a big end of your work to keep that grass down.
Mm-hmm. What kind of grass was that? Was it
crab grass, Colorado grass, and all other kinds of grass that growed in this country. They growed in them fields. Mm-hmm. Especially if you put out a little barnyard manure in that water before you plant that cotton.
Come up pretty quick, huh?
Yeah, come up good. Kept coming up too.
What about Johnson grass?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Johnson grass was a complete menace to the farmer. Mm-hmm. In the early day here, when it got started, it took the place. Late years, before I quit farming, well, we learned how to control it, but it was a lot of extra work.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of extra work.
I see. Well, you know, you were talking about the pasture. Was that pasture usually open, or was it fenced in, or what?
It was fenced in after the country was settled up here. The pastures was fenced in. Every man had his own pasture on his own place. Mm-hmm. And you drove your cattle up, stock up of a morning, and fed them a little feed, and then you hooked them up and worked them, brought them back to the barn, fed them at dinner. Of course, most people had what was called surplus stock, extra horses and mules that they worked when they need them. They didn't work the same team all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It plowed too bad, you did, too hard on
them. Absolutely.
Of course, some farmers didn't have the extra stuff, but them that did have them, well, they worked them round and round.
Well, what kind of fencing did you usually have around your pasture?
Barbed wire.
I see. Did they ever use any kind of wire fencing besides barbed wire?
It was what you call hog pasture fencing, a netting fence. But
what was that like?
Well, you see this here chain link fence is something similar to that, made on the same principle, webbed together.
I see.
Journey had 1, 2, 3 barbed wire on top.
Well, did you ever see any fencing around here made with wood rails?
Oh yeah, when I was a kid, there quite a few of them still left here. Originally, the whole country fenced with old wood rails. Mm-hmm. That's when you had work.
How were those things put together?
Well, you lay one on the journey, they laid a chunk of rock on the ground, laid one down, and laid it on top of that. It built a worm style down, you see, on down across the country, called laying the fence worm.
Mm-hmm.
Good laying worm layer, could lay it down the line, throw half of it on one man's fence side, and the other half on the other man's side.
Mm-hmm.